idea of hitting me in the face with a snowball?
We always throw snowballs as part of the great snow dance.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
I came from...
Oh, my! You're a girl. a daughter of Eve, if I may say so.
Yes, I am.
But... A daughter of Eve? Here? In the middle of the woods?
Look, I came from that hole up there, in the side of that hill.
Hole? I never noticed no hole before.
Do we have to start the great snow dance over again? If so, we'll have to make more snowballs.
Listen to me, all of you. Is this Narnia?
Narnia? Of course it is.
Where else but Narnia would we gather for the great snow dance? You're welcome to join us, of course. Musicians! Musicians, prepare!
Please, stop talking! We've no time to lose! We're buried in the hill. I mean, they're buried in the hill. We have to dig them out.
Them?
What could she be talking about?
I was in the hole that leads into that hill over there. I was about to call for you when I was suddenly hit in the face with a snowball.
That was my fault. I misjudged me throw.
It doesn't matter. But when I lifted my hands to wipe my face, I fell out of the hole and slid down here. But we have to go back and dig the others out. There are three besides the horses, and one of them is Prince Rillian.
Rillian? But that's impossible.
It's not. He's there.
Right, picks and shovels. Off for our tools. Picks and shovels. Come on. Wake up some of the moles. They're the chaps for the digging. Nearly as good as dwarves, they are. Yeah.
What was that she said about Prince Rillian?
The poor child's crazed. And no wonder if she was lost inside the hill. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Imagine saying that Prince Rillian was a horse.
No, not a horse. Oh, it's so cold.
Oh, here's a coat for you.
You can't expect not to get cold when you wander the woods in the wintertime, particularly in the middle of the night.
Patapore, bring the daughter of Eve a hot drink.
Hot drink. Hot drink.
And here come the dwarves with their spades and pickaxes. We'll get to the bottom of this in no time. Get to the bottom, dig him out. Get in.
Stop moving about, Puddle Glum.
You may not be much taller than the girl, but you're certainly heavier.
Can you see anything, Eustace?
I see a blue light. I can't make it out, but... Swords to the ready! I see a crowd of someones coming towards us. I think they're armed! Get back! Back! Or know the taste of my steel!
What are you doing, young'un? Put the sword down. We're here to rescue you!
What?
Eustace, put down your sword. They're dwarves.
Yeah.
Friends!
Dwarves?
Yes, we've come up in Narnia. Everything's all right.
Narnia! Does this mean you'll get down off my shoulders now?
Oh, Puddle Glum, isn't it? From the Eastern Marshes.
One and the same.
Whatever have you been doing? There have been search parties out for you. The Lord Trumpkin has been putting up notices. There's a reward offered.
A reward? Not a very large one, I shouldn't wonder.
A moment, please! Please, a moment! Please. I don't believe there is a single one here, fawn, dwarf, animal or dryad, who can look upon this young man and not recognize him. Pale and weary as he is, there is that look in his face, as in the face of all true kings of Narnia, who rule by the will of Aslan and sit at Cair Paravel on the throne of Peter, the High King. Now, bare your heads and bend your knees, one and all, to the son of Caspian the Tenth, Prince Rillian!
Jill, was it worth all the pains it cost us to get him here?
Yes, Eustace, it was.